Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psachim Daf Kuf Vav. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The Gemara that we will be commencing with today is found 8 lines from the top of Kuf Vav. You will see a Tanaic source in a frame. In our Gemara marking system, we attempt to frame off all the sources that are of a Tanaic nature to set them apart from the rest of the Gemara. The Braisa begins, and we're continuing with the topic of Kiddush. Zochor es yoim ha-shabbos l'kadshoi. That's the posuk from the Torah, from the Aseres HaDibrois. Zochreyu al hayayin. We learn that one is to sanctify, to mekadesh the Shabbos over a cup of wine. Ein li elo bayom. The pasuk says es yoim haShabbos. From where do I know to include the night? Balaylo minayin, that one says kiddush at night. Talmud lomar zochor es yoim haShabbos lekadshoi. The Braisa ends at this point, and the Gemara will clarify the points that were made here. So the Gemara asks a question. The question here is a few lines in length. You can see there's a long question marking with a kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line indicating that all of these lines form the question. Actually, in this case, the question is made of two parts, and you can see in the Gemara text itself, we have a little one that's circled, and 2 lines later, a little two. So the Gemara asks, with a tone of tamiha, of wonderment, Balaylo minayin, the source poses as the more obvious, the Kiddush by day. And it goes on to say, well, okay, Kiddush by day I see, but from where do you know the need for Kiddush at night? Indicating that the more obvious Kiddush is by day, but that's not really true. The more obvious Kiddush is the Kiddush that one would recite at the beginning of the day. The day begins with the night. So the nighttime necessity of reciting Kiddush is more basic, is more obvious. So why does this source leave the daytime, or present the daytime as the seemingly more obvious, and then inquires, well, what about the night, when the opposite ought to be? So the Gemara asks, Balaylo minayin, you're asking, what about the night? Adarabah, the opposite. Iker Kiddusha Balaylohu Kiddush, the Iker Kiddusha Balaylohu Kiddush. The main Kiddush is the Kiddush that one recites at night. The Chi Kiddush, that when one sanctifies something, a day, Tchilas Yoima Boy Likiddushi, it's necessary to sanctify it at the beginning. And the beginning of the Shabbos is from the nighttime. Vesu. And furthermore, the text itself is difficult to understand. The Braisa asked Balaylo minayin, and then Talmud Lomer, it brought the pasuk Zohor es Yoim. Strange situation here. Tana Mahadra Laylo, the Tana is seeking out, where do I know about the night? The Konosiv Leikro Diamama, and then presents as the answer the pasuk that features daytime. So the whole source leaves us with a strange feeling, if you will. Therefore, the Gemara answers, Hochi Komar. You can see we've framed off a few lines in Gemara. This is a restatement of the source, and in our Gemara marking system, we treat restatements of Tanaic sources as if they are Tanaic sources, and we do that with a frame. So the Gemara answers, Hochi Komar, thusly one should understand the source. Zohor es yoim ha-shabos l'kadsho. Once again, it opens with the pasuk. Zochreyu al hayayin b'knisaso. From this pasuk we learn that one should sanctify it at the beginning. When the day begins with the preceding night. So the pasuk on the basic level is teaching me about the nighttime kiddush, which is the beginning of the day. Ein li ela b'layla. So from this I see that there's a need to recite kiddush only at night. B'yom minayin. From where do I know that there's a concept of a daytime kiddush? Talmud Lomar, Zohar es Yoim HaShabbos. So from the fact that the Pasuk makes reference to Yom, instead of saying Zohar es HaShabbos, if it would have said Zohar es HaShabbos, that itself would have communicated the idea of sanctification at the beginning of the day. Let us take a look at the Rashbam, at the lower part of the page, Hochi Komar. Afogev de'ein l'faresh loshen hashinu v'braisi b'nyinzeu al yedei shonu mesarsim oysul mafreya. Even though we are to understand the braisa here through the reordering of the terms, afilu hochi lo shayach l'meimar chisuri mechsura. We're not going to use the Gemara here doesn't adopt the standard form of explaining difficult sources by saying that they were left briefly, they were stated briefly, leaving out key words. Sharei ein choser mimena klum. This source isn't missing text. Elo sheshnuyu l'mafreya. It's simply taught out of order. To b'mokom sheyelo lomar ein li elo b'laylo b'yom minayin taught instead of. Having said originally that I only know night, where do I know day? To atana b'shmulosoi v'shono ein li elo bayom b'laylo minayin. The Tana, in originally presenting the source, taught it out of order, taught it, I know only day, where do I know the night from? Hilkoch lo shayach l'meimar chisuri mechsura. Therefore, the standard term of chisuri mechsura, or the standard presentation that you find throughout the Shas of, well, this was missing, in fact, this case, the source isn't missing anything. So we have come to a point of clarity with regard to the source, and that is that the nighttime is the basic kiddush, and the fact that the pasuk, instead of saying simply Zohar es HaShabbos, it says Zohar es Yom HaShabbos, we learn that there is the need for a kiddush by day as well. The Gemara now inquires about concerning this daytime kiddush. B'yoyim ma'im avorech, during the daytime, what's the text of this kiddush? Omer Rav Yehuda borei pri hagofen. The text is really non-existent. All that is necessary is to take a cup of wine and recite the standard Birchas Hanenin over wine, which is the Brocha of Borei Pri HaGefen. No additional text. So that the daytime Kiddush is essentially just the Birchas Hanenin. The nighttime Kiddush, though, has a much longer text, which everyone is probably familiar with. At this point in the Gemara, there is a Maisa that's presented, and you can see that we have a length marker to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. The word Maisa is written in and circled with a vertical dashed line indicating the length of the Maisa. The lines of Gemara that are opposite this vertical dashed line constitute the Maisa, the incident. Rav Ashi iklo l'mechuza. Rav Ashi visited the town of Mechuza, Omru Lei. They requested of him, they said to him, Likdish lon mar kiddusha rabba. Would you kindly recite for us or make for us the kiddush, kiddusha rabba? Havulei, so they gave him a cup of wine. Savar mai mihu kiddusha rabba. He was wondering, what does this expression mean, kiddusha rabba? Omar, well, Rav Ashi figured, Michti kol habrochois kulon borei pri hagefen amri bereisha. Michti means let's look into this. All brochos that one recites over a cup of wine begin with the brocha of borei pri hagefen. Amar borei pri hagefen v'ogid be. He said borei pri hagefen, and then he said it in a lengthy fashion. The Rashbam says. The Ogibe Herich Boy. He said it lengthy to see if any of the people that were listening to it were starting to make a move, let's say, to drink the wine. As he would end this long bracha, he would be able to judge where things were standing with regard to the public, and hence he took his time in making the bracha. Chazio lahu sabo, he saw an old man, the gochin v'shosi, that bent over in a move that indicated he was about to drink. So with that, Rav Ashi understood that that's the end of the Kiddush. In other words, he simply said the bracha of Borei Pri HaGefen, and since someone was making a move to drink, that indicated that was it. Kori Anavshei, Rav Ashi referred to himself the pasuk that says Hechacham Einov Barosho, the wise man has his eyes in his head. In other words, by this scheme and also looking around at how the people were behaving, he was able to conclude successfully that Kiddusha Rabba simply means the bracha of Borei Pri HaGefen. The Rashbam points out that the term Kiddusha Rabba, which means the great Kiddush, is simply because whenever sanctification is done using a cup of wine, this bracha of Borei Pri HaGefen appears. So because it's a common bracha with regard to sanctifications, it's called the Rabba, the great one, or the large one, or in this case the Kiddush that is of many. The Gemara now, in our markings, has a slash in it, as you can see. That indicates that which follows is a new idea. On the side of our Gemara, we have a nosei, a topic heading, Mi shelo hivdil moitzoi Shabbos, someone who did not make Havdolah on Saturday night, ad mosai yochol lahavdil, until when can he make Havdolah? The Gemara, Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya, Mi shelo hivdil b'moitzoi Shabbos, mavdil v'hoylech b'chol ha-Shabbos kuloi. One who did not recite Havdalah upon the departure of Shabbos on Saturday night, he can make Havdalah, and they use the expression B'chol HaShabbos Kuloi. The Gemara asks, V'ad Kama, well, how long is that? How long is this? How long an extension does he have? The term that the Gemara uses, B'chol HaShabbos Kulo, really needs to be clarified. So that's what the Gemara is doing right now. Until what period in the week is that? The Gemara answers and provides here, we have provided a long answer marking, so that all of the following lines that correspond to the long answer marking, you see a tof that's encircled at teretz with a vertical dashed line indicating all of the lines opposite this form the answer of the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Zera ad Revi'i b'Shabbos, until Wednesday. In other words, if one did not make Havdalah on Saturday night, he has till Wednesday to make the bracha. The Rashbam adds until means until but not including. In other words, one would be able to all of Sunday, all of Monday, and all of Tuesday till sundown on Tuesday, because after that, the nighttime of Tuesday night, as we call it, represents the beginning of Wednesday. So if you say velo ad bichlal, you have Sunday, Monday, and the daytime of Tuesday, during which one could still recite the Havdalah. The Gemara goes on and says that the idea of until Wednesday as representing the end of the week, in other words, or is attached to the end of the previous week, is a phenomenon that we find in a totally different area of halacha as well, and it has to do with the realm of gittin, of divorce documents, as we will see very shortly. Kiha de Yosef Rabbi Zera Kamei de Rav Asi V'Amri Lo. Amri Lo is another version of names that it was Rav Asi was sitting Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan V'Yosef V'Komar Le'inyan Gittin with regard to divorce documents. Chada B'Shabbato Trey V'Tlosa. Chada B'Shabbato Sunday, Trey Monday, Tlosa Tuesday equals Boser Shabbato. That's considered, it follows the previous week. what does that mean? So the Rashbam explains that if a man gave a divorce document, a get, to his wife and said, "Hare zegitech almanas shetitni li motayim zuz achra Shabbos," I'm giving you this divorce document on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Zuz is a type of currency after Shabbos. So she has, in order to fulfill the conditions of this get, she has until Tuesday in which to bring the money. So that if a person uses, let's say, in a condition, the term until, or he uses the term on condition that you fulfill this after Shabbos. After Shabbos entails or contains or includes Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. If a person says on condition that you fulfill this t'nai before Shabbos, then it's arba. The Gemara continues arba v'chamisha umali yoima equals kame shabbata. Arba is Wednesday, chamisha Thursday, mali yoma is an expression always referring to Friday, erev Shabbos, is kame shabbata, refers or is the equivalent of before Shabbos. So that if a person said, "I will," using the divorce example, "I will give you this divorce document," or this get is given to you on condition that you pay me before Shabbos. So the fulfillment of that would be if payment is made on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Omar of Yankiv Bar Idi, going back to the issue of Havdalah, he says, Aval lo al ho'ur. If he did not make the bracha of Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh, the bracha over the fire, on Motsoi Shabbos, that's it. That bracha has no extension period beyond Saturday night. The Rashbam suggests as a reason for that is that the bracha of the Eish on Saturday night is in commemoration of the invention of fire. And the first time fire came into being was on the original Saturday night. Hence, that's the appropriate time for the bracha of Borei Ma'orei and no extension. As you can see, we have a slash mark in the Gemara indicating that which follows is a new idea. So the Gemara presents names over here, and on the top of Omid Beis, we have a Nosei. The Nosei that you find over there is E Kiddushi is Kiddush considered Hesech Hadas between Bein Netivas Yodayim v'Hasuda. Does Kiddush represent an interruption between one's washing of hands and the meal? This will be reflected in a case of the Gemara where one washed his hands in anticipation of the meal, the bread and the meal that he was going to eat. So he washed his hand and he recited the bracha of Sheir Kitshona b'mitzvot al netivas yadayim, and before eating the bread, he made kiddush. So does that kiddush represent a hesech hadas, an interruption between the netivas yadayim and the meal? In general, there should be no interruption. In other words, when one washes his hands, immediately he should proceed to eat the bread. What happens in this case? The Gemara will also discuss in this section making kiddush over bread. In the event that one doesn't have wine, there is an option of making kiddush over the challah, the bread. Let's take a look now at the Gemara. Omar of Bruna, Omar Rav, Hanoitel Yodov Loy Yekadesh. If one washed his hands with the bracha of Netivas Yadayim, he We're talking about a case where someone washed their hands before having recited Kiddush. He himself should not recite the Kiddush. Rather, someone else should recite the Kiddush and taste from the wine. And that's because Kiddush constitutes a hesech hadas, an interruption between the Netilas Yadayim and the meal. What we really mean to say is the recitation of the Kiddush would constitute a hesech hadas. So since this person already washed his hands and made a brocha over that, so as to enable the brocha to be valid and not go to waste, so to speak, he should have someone else make the Kiddush and simply listen to it. And by doing that, he'll be able to eat the bread based on this Netilas Yadayim. Omar Lehu, Rav Yitzhok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Before we go further, we want to note that there's going to now appear a long rejection point, a point of long rejection. We call this a dechiyah. You can see to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text a Dalid that's encircled with a vertical dashed line, indicating that all of these lines of the Gemara constitute the rejection of what was just said. So Rav Yitzchok says, Akati lo noch nafshei derav. Literally, this would mean that Rav is still alive. Rav still has not died. In other words, Rav was just quoted. We had circled his name at the bottom of Omid Aleph, so he's referring to Rav and says Rav is still alive, and shachachninu l'shmaitzeh, and we've forgotten his teachings. Zinnin sagin, many times have a koimno kamei de Rav. I was in the presence of Rav, and a couple times things happened in different ways. Zimnin dechaviva ole rifta. Sometimes he had a great desire for the rifta, the bread. Mekadesh a rifta. He would make kiddush over the bread. Now, what did that involve? That involved his washing of the hands first with a bracha v'al netilas yadayim, then the recitation of the kiddush, and then finally he would eat the bread. So you see that the kiddush doesn't constitute a hesech hadas between the washing and the actual eating. Zimnin de chaviv olei chamro, on occasions that he preferred wine. So mekadei shachamro, he would make kiddush over wine, like is most common, most of you are familiar with. So the original point that the recitation of the kiddush constitutes a hesech hadas between the netilas yadayim and the meal is rejected in this Gemara. As you can see, there's a slash mark indicating that that which follows is a new idea. Before going into the Gemara, let us take a look at the Nosei, the topic heading that's provided on the outside margin. Ho'echil lufnei, one who eats before, one, Kiddush, two, Havdolah. Mahu shikadish o yavdil bo'oisoi laila. Does one have the ability still, or the right, to make Kiddush or make Havdalah that night, the night that he had already eaten before having made either Kiddush or Havdalah? The Gemara, Omer of Huna Omer Rav, To'am, if one ate something, Eino Mekadesh, he doesn't make Kiddush anymore that night. Rather, the next morning, let's say Shabbos morning, before his meal, he will then recite the Kiddush passage. To'am mahu shi'avdil. Let us say it's Motsoi Shabbos. Person he has not yet made Havdalah, and he ate something. So he ate before making Havdalah. What is the din? Omar lei, Rav Huna answers, and you'll notice that we have underlinings with numbers associated with it. Rav Huna makes 2 points, or he cites two individuals, himself, and he'll then cite Rav Asi. Ani oimer to'am mavdil. I say that if someone ate something, it doesn't ruin his chance of making Havdalah anyway that night. V'Rav Asi Omar To'am Einoi Mavdil. Rav Asi has a different opinion. He says that if one ate something Saturday night before making Havdalah, he does not make Havdalah anymore that night. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Iklo Lebei Rav Asi. Rav Yirmiyah visited Rav Asi Ishtali V'To'am Midi. He forgot himself, and he, being Rav Yirmiyah, and ate something before making Havdalah. Havu le kasa, they gave a cup of wine to Rav Yirmiyah, the Avdil, and he recited the Havdalah. Amro le Divisu. Divisu is his wife. It's reference to Rav Asi's wife. Rav Asi's wife saw Rav Yirmiyah eating something, and then right after eating something on the very same night, making Havdalah. So Rav Asi's wife turns to her husband and says, "V'ho morlo oved hachi, but you don't do thusly." And you can see we have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. This is paralleled with the arrow above, where the line of the Gemara had said, Rav Asi says, if one tasted something that night, ate something on Saturday night before making Havdalah, you don't make Havdalah anymore that night. So Rav Asi's wife, who knew her husband's opinion, was saying, "Well, look at this visitor. He doesn't do that. He isn't following your way." Omar lo shavke. Rav Asi says to his wife, "Leave him be. Kirabei sviro le. He holds like his teacher." Now, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba's teacher was Rav, and based on Rav's teaching, he made Havdalah that same night. Now, technically, how do you know that that's Rav's Shita? So above, we saw a question posed to Rav Huna, this very question, which was Ta'am al Shiavdil. Rav Huna, in this Gemara, right after the slash mark, you can see in the upper half of the page, Rav Huna was quoting Rav regarding Kiddush. He said, Ta'am eino mekadesh. So Rav Huna, in quoting Rav on the issue of Kiddush, we can assume, and we are, that's the pshat in the Gemara, when Rav Huna answers regarding Havdalah, he said, Ani Omer, Ta'am Avdil. The Ani Omer of Rav Huna really is a reflection of Rav's Shita, his teacher's opinion. So Rav Huna, who had said Ani Omer Toam Avdil, really that's Shita's Rav. So that Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, who after eating ate something, made Havdalah on that very same Motzoi Shabbos, he was following that which Rav Huna reported above, that Toam Avdil. But Rav Huna's report itself was really Shita's Rav, and we saw that phenomenon of Rav being the source of Rav Huna's information when Rav Huna quoted the halacha in the name of Rav concerning Kiddush. We have a couple of opinions recorded now in the Gemara, and they're numbered accordingly. Number one, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shmuel. These are two versions of what Shmuel says. You can see that Shmuel's name is double underlined, and Rav Yosef presents a version, and Rabba presents a version. So, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shmuel, Toam Eino Mekadesh, Toam Eino Mavdil. He makes no distinction between the halachas of Kiddush and Havdalah. In both cases, if one ate before reciting the Kiddush or Havdalah, he does not recite those passages anymore that night. V'Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Toam Mekadesh, V'Toam Mavdil. This is a new Shita. He says that if one made Kiddush, one ate before Kiddush or Havdalah, in both cases, the eating does not ruin the opportunity of reciting those respective passages. And he does so that same night, even though he ate before. We've provided a chart or a table on the in the margin of the Gemara that attempts to review the different opinions that we've seen on this Omid, starting with Rav Huna Amar Rav, followed by Rav Asi, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Shmuel, and the two versions of Shmuel regarding the Kiddush and Havdalah. If one ate beforehand, what is the halacha with regard to the subsequent recitation of those passages? The Gemara at the top of Kuf Zayin will continue dealing with these shitas, with these halachas. And you can see that we have numbered them at the top of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, and in the margin, the outside margin, you notice a mivneh where you see diamonds. These are Lishonos B'Rova, two versions of Rova. They are indicated with Roman numerals to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara, there at the top of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, Roman numeral number one, and then there's a second Lishna, Roman numeral number two. So since we're involved with the topic, we'll continue now onto the top of Kuf Zayin to finish off the topic that we've been discussing, the issue namely of Toam, is he Mekadesh or Mavdil? So Omar Rava, Hilchasa, Toam Mekadesh, and number two, the Toam Mavdil. A third point of Halacha, Umi Shelo Kidesh Be'erev Shabbos, Mekadesh Volech Kol Hayom Kulo Ad Motsoi Shabbos. This is another halacha that we had been discussing, the idea of the extension time for Kiddush. If one did not make Kiddush on Friday night, the option that he has is to make Kiddush all through Shabbos day. This sugya was learned on Kuf Hei, Masech, in the Kuf Hei Omer Aleph, in this perek. And the fourth point, also a topic we've discussed, Mishalo Hivdil B'Moitzoi Shabbos, Mavdil V'Hoylech Kol HaShabbos Kuloi. One who did not make Havdalah on, one did not recite Havdalah on immediately on Saturday night, he has all of the next couple days in which to recite it, and the expression Kol HaShabbos Kulo means until Wednesday, but not including Wednesday. As we pointed out in the sugya that we did earlier, he has Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday during which to say the Havdalah. Ameimar Pasach Lo Laha Shmaitza Derava Bahai Lishna. Ameimar introduces the teaching of Rava in the following way. Essentially, it's all going to be the same, with the exception of point number four. So let's see the Gemara. Omar Rava, Hilchasa Toam Mekadesh, Toam Mavdil, Mi Shelo Kidesh Berv Shabbos Mekadesh Volech Kol Hayom Kulo, Mi Shelo Hivdil B'Motzoi Shabbos Mavdil V'Holech Kol Hayom Kulo. Notice with our markings how easy it is to spot the difference. Here we've dashed underlined Kol Hayom Kulo, and this is in contrast to the dash underlining before, which said Kol HaShabbos Kulo. So he has a more restrictive time extension period for the individual who did not make Havdalah, did not recite Havdalah on Motsoi Shabbos. According to the second version, he has only Sunday during which to make up the Havdalah. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.